Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping first, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Now, before I tell you the information on it, listen to Saturday's show. I'm going to list off everybody's name that donated. I'm going to give it about another week. Everybody who was going to donate is going to donate. We were able to pay the bill, or at least we're going to be able to pay it, and they haven't actually done it. They invoiced me for it, and we're going to be able to pay it, and the little bit extra you guys have donated has come in handy. We're going to hold on to it, that, pay the website as it comes through. I'm going to look into getting an app if that's something that you guys are looking forward to. I'm not sure. I wanted to develop myself. I'm very big on holding everything myself. But it probably won't happen. Probably have to go through a third party, which is not a big deal. I think that's it. More information will come. Listen to Saturday's show, like I said. Let's get into today's episode. Again, it is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is September 26, 1941, and the title is A New Record. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
The speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Was discovered in the Black Hills, thousands of outlaws and gunmen swarmed into the territory, and the stagecoaches, loaded with treasure, became the targets for their raids. But they found one man opposing them whose strength and courage were more than a match for their daring. The masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the wild new country. He defied the odds against him and finally made the trails safe for honest men and women. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for the gold country. There's going to be trouble. Hail, Silver! Away!
A tall, broad-shouldered man and an Indian stood on the outskirts of the crowd in front of the express office. The stage was almost ready to leave, and when the treasure chest had been loaded into the boot, the Indian turned to his companion.
It's not heavy.
No, Tonto. We aren't carrying much gold.
Tonto, look, and him not see guard.
Jake was wounded during the last holdup. I haven't found anyone to take his place.
You ride on box with the driver?
If he'll let me. I want to talk with him before we get to Rapid City.
Climb aboard, folks!
That's right.
Any more passengers?
You understand, Tonto?
You take good care of Silver.
You'll be there long before the stage arrives. Make camp in the woods to the north of town.
Ah.
I thought there was another passenger.
Is my disguise all right?
Oh, it's fine.
Where's your cowman who was going all the way to Rapid City?
I'm coming.
Oh, sure. We're hurried up, mister. It's a long way to travel.
And do you mind if I ride up there with you?
I'll be glad for your company. Climb aboard.
Yes, will you?
That's it. So long, folks. See you day after tomorrow. Get up there, Sergeant Brass. Get moving, Satan. Get up there! Well, we can let him ramble over this stretch.
You handled the team well.
I'd do all right if I was left alone.
What do you mean by that?
A man can't keep his record good when road agents stop him 2-3 times a month.
I've heard your stage has been held up quite often.
A man's got his hands full with these ribbons. There's no way I could stop a holder.
You might be able to help the sheriff catch the gang afterwards. You saw the man who did it.
Not good. It's always at night. I don't think it's the same gang every time. Why, once it was Indians.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure of nothing. I'm hired to drive the stage. That's all I aim to do. Let the owners and the sheriff worry about the crooks. Stage driving's a full-time job.
You don't like to be late on your runs, do you?
You're doggone right I don't. What's the matter with those hombres? Why don't they clean up this country?
They're trying to.
Say, my name's Bob Sherman. Some folks call me Gloomy.
They do?
Never mind that. Are you Bill Morgan?
What makes you ask that?
Plenty. You know so much about the holdups. The way you look, the way you carry those guns. You're Bill Morgan for sure.
And what if I were?
What if you were? Don't you know what the job is that Link Cherry's going to offer you when you get to Rapid City?
No.
Well, you're going to be the new guard. You're going to ride every trip with me right where you're sitting now. I hope you've got more spunk than Jake had. Can you imagine him quitting a job just because he got wings in his shoulder?
I didn't know he'd quit.
Yep. Turn yellow. A fine guard.
Well, if the road agents knew him personally, no wonder they weren't afraid to hold up the stage.
Knew him? Well, they could at that. Lots of cafes in town. There's no sign in any one of them that says no crooks allowed.
I think I'll take the job.
You better. Link's been talking you up all over town.
But I don't know Link.
And he don't know you. He admits that. But the stories he's heard about your shooting are mighty fancy. There's a way stop up ahead. I'll let them know we're coming so they'll have the horses ready. Get up there, Sassafras. You're heading for the feed box. Yes. Well, here we are. Rapid City. Whoa, Ginger.
Whoa, boy.
Whoa, Ginger.
Howdy, Bob.
Howdy, Link. Well, I brought him. This here's Bill Morgan.
You're Link Cherry?
That's me. Come on into the office with me. Bob will take care of your baggage.
Rapid City is quite a town.
Growing every day. So you're Bill Morgan.
That's what Bob seems to think.
I get it. Not quite used to the name yet, huh?
No, I'm not.
We can talk in here. I'll wise you up a little so you won't make any slips.
Such as forgetting I'm Bill Morgan?
Oh, that'll take care of itself in time. You've got used to other names. But if the folks in town never found out you was Lefty Collins, I don't know what had happened.
What's the matter?
Butch said you was big. He sure told the truth.
I hear you're going to use me as a guard on the stage.
And that's the idea. I had to get somebody who could handle a gun just to keep folks around here satisfied.
They weren't satisfied with Jake?
Well, you can't blame them. I used him because he didn't cost me much. But he wasn't even a good bluff. And then the first time a bullet happened to wing him, he quits cold. Says I promised that the boys would always use blanks when they held up the stage.
Did you promise that?
Well, just to make him feel easy. They can't use blanks. There might be a tough customer on board. Aye, it's loco.
I can see it wouldn't be safe.
It's good riddance as far as Jake's concerned. Now about you. The first thing is to make you a hero. On the next run from Deerfield, the stage will be stopped. But you're going to drive off the gang single-handed. That makes your reputation, see?
Very simple.
Sure. We'll start getting more passengers. Folks will start shipping valuables again. We'll build it up until we're ready for the big job.
That's what I'm interested in.
I thought you would be. But it's going to take a little time, Lefty.
I'd watch that name if I were you.
Oh, yeah. I'll call you Bill all the time. You see... Oh, hello, Bronson. Come on in. I want you to meet Bill Morgan.
I'm not interested.
He's going to be the new guard on the stage.
You've been talking too much, Carey. It's got to be stopped at once.
Talking about what?
About me and my bank. You're trying to make people lose confidence in it.
Oh, you got me wrong there, Bronson. It's in the interest of the stage company for a bank to be solid.
Yeah, maybe so. But you're only the manager for this district, and I don't think you'll give two hoots for your company.
I don't like that.
Giving the job of guard to a man like Jake.
Well, I got a real guard now. I'd have hired him before if I could have found him.
You realize what's going to happen if you don't stop talking?
About the bank?
You'll start to run.
Then there is something wrong with it.
Absolutely not. I've made a lot of loans to miners. The money's well secured by the property. But a gold mine doesn't pay out in 24 hours, and that means I can't call in my loans at a moment's notice. The bank is perfectly sound, but it can't survive a run.
There's ways of stopping a run.
Sure, I've peddled my loans to some other bank, have gold shipped in to pay off.
Then everybody'd be happy.
What you're trying to do is to tell me how to run my business. Why don't you like the loans I've been making?
Did I say that?
Not to me, but you did to a lot of others I could mention. You're a stupid, short-sighted idiot, and so is everybody else that's listened to you. This town can't grow and prosper unless the country's developed. I made every one of those loans in the name of progress.
A man's got a right to his own opinions, of course.
You're a troublemaker, Carey.
I'll have it your own way. I'll still speak my mind if I feel like it.
Then I'll speak mine.
That's your privilege anywhere but here. Show him the door, Bill.
Stay where you are. I'm going. Just a stupid, short-sighted idiot.
Did that give you any idea about the big job, Bill?
I can't say it did.
Well, sooner or later, I'm going to force him to sell his loans.
Is there anything the matter with him?
Not that I know of, but it's easy to start folks worrying about their money. I've got them going now, and I'll keep at them.
Do you want to run on the bank?
All I'm interested in is making him sell those loans. That means a big shipment of gold will come to Rapid City on the stage, and that's the big job you're waiting for.
I see.
All clear now, huh?
All clear. I'm just wondering how long you expect to keep your position.
As district manager? I won't be interested in a week or two. We'll both quit together.
Is your driver in on all this?
You didn't say nothing to him, did you?
No.
Good. Bob Sherman wouldn't touch anything crooked with a 10-foot pole.
But isn't it dangerous to try and...
No! Old Gloomy's so wrapped up in getting the stage in on time, he won't pay no attention to nothing else. Any more questions?
Not that I can think of, no.
Well, there's a room reserved for you at the hotel. I guess that's where you'll find your baggage.
You won't be needing me again until tonight, will you?
Well, the stage leaves for Deerfield at 8 o'clock. Your time's your own until then. Take a look around the town and see the sights.
I will.
Just don't forget... 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'll be here. Don't worry about that, Link. I'm going to enjoy this job a lot. So I'm going through the tunnel. I have all the information I need about Carey, but no proof. And I want to find out more about his gang.
You say them hold up stage on way back from Deerfield?
That's right, tomorrow night. It'll be my first chance to take a look at them.
Them wear masks?
I'll find out how many there are anyway.
Ah.
And I'll be able to identify their horses when I see them again.
Silver miss you.
Yes, I know, boy. I'll have to leave you again.
Maybe you ride to edge of town, huh?
And I would be taking a chance. I have to be at the office at 8. It isn't dark by then.
Tonto ride scout and lead Silver to edge of town. We wait there.
You don't understand. I'm going to take the stage tonight.
Now, something tell Tonto him stay close. Wait the edge of town till stage pull out.
I think I know why you want to stay there.
You take plenty big chance to go back to town. Tonto wait.
Take this paper, Bill. It's a sort of map. It'll show you just where the holdup's to take place.
Thanks. Well, better be getting outside.
Yeah, the stage is due to leave in 5 minutes.
Where's the treasure chest?
Bob's got it stowed in the boot already. So far, you've made a fine impression on the town, Bill. This is going to work out perfect.
Link Cherry?
That's me.
I just rode in.
Well, what's that to me? Who are you?
I'm Bill Morgan. Sorry it took me so long to get here.
You're who?
Bill Morgan. Hey, is it all right to talk in front of this hombre?
Yeah. Talk as much as you want to.
Well, that's the name Butch told me to use. Did he make a mistake?
No. Bill Morgan's right.
Then what are you looking so funny about?
And Butch sent you here?
Sure.
You got anything to prove it?
Oh, just playing it careful, huh?
Have you got anything?
Well, here's a note. It don't say much.
Let's see. You.
Me?
Yeah. What's Butch's last name?
I don't know.
Rigel!
You're covered, Link. Leave that gun in the door.
Hey, what's going on here?
This hombre steps off the stage this morning and says he's Bill Morgan.
Was Bob said that?
He's found out enough to send you and me to jail for life.
He knows my real name?
Yes, Lefty. Throw your guns on the desk.
Oh, this is a fine mess to walk into.
Hurry up. That gun in the door, Link. Now, over in the corner, both of you. I'll take these guns with me. Got 100 before you move, or I'll let you have it.
Hey, Bill! Come here a minute! Come here! What are you up to?
Get up there! Get up! Let her ramble, Blackie!
Stop!
You'll find the stage at the edge of town!
Stop it! He's an outlaw!
Open fire!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. When the real Lefty Collins walked into the express office and identified himself, Link Carey went for his gun, but the Lone Ranger had him covered. He disarmed both the outlaw and the agent and then made his escape in the stagecoach. The six in hand raced down the main street as the Lone Ranger urged them on. The stores and cafes gave way to homes, and finally the edge of town was reached.
Oh, whoa there, Blackie! Hold up steady, fella, steady! Hey, Kimosabe! He's waiting just as he said he would. Won't be long before Link gets the sheriff after me, so we'll have to try and...
Here they come. What happened?
Lefty Collins showed up.
Hip. Oh, it's hard to play to that.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Damn it, in right after you.
I heard Link telling the crowd I was an outlaw. He'll accuse me of being Lefty. I could have gone straight to the sheriff with my story. I want Link to go through with his plan.
That way you catch him.
We hope.
That's not plenty fast. Get him up, Scout.
I'll Silver. Away.
Night had fallen when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached their camp. There they stayed for several hours, and when they rode again, the Lone Ranger wore his mask. It was after midnight when they arrived at the outskirts of the town once more. Ahead, they could see the lights of the cafes, but the other buildings were dark.
You sure which house Sheriff live in?
It's the white one.
Maybe him still hunt you with posse.
And we left no trail after we reached the hills. Right here, Kimosabe. You wait outside and stand guard.
Banker live close?
I don't know. The sheriff will have to tell us that.
Who's there?
I have some news about Lefty Collins.
Did you say you're masked?
And you're covered. Inside.
The following morning, the banker called on Link Carey at the express office.
Do you mind if I sit down, Carey?
That depends on what you got to say.
First thing, I want to apologize for the way I talked yesterday.
Well, go right ahead.
Thanks. The second thing is, Are you sure you've got the right Bill Morgan riding guard for you now?
I'm dead sure.
That's good. I can't get over that outlaw coming here in broad daylight and pretending he was your new guard.
Don't let it worry you. We chased him out of the country last night.
I hope so. You see, I've taken your advice.
I don't remember giving you any.
About my loans. I've telegraphed the Deerfield Bank, and here's their reply. They're willing to take them off my hands.
I'm glad to hear it, Bronson.
I thought you would be. This portfolio contains all the notes and mortgage papers. I want to send it by express to Deerfield.
It'll leave tomorrow night.
It must get there safely.
It will, Bronson.
And, of course, the gold they send in return. It would come to nearly $50,000. You can understand why I'm so concerned about your having a reliable guard.
Absolutely. But you forget all about it. Your gold will be taken care of. I know I can depend on Bill Morgan.
Just at nightfall, 3 days later, the gold was loaded into the stage at Deerfield. Bob Sherman watched the operation from the door of the express office. He turned when someone touched his arm and...
Huh? Oh, what do you want, Injun?
You come with me.
What are you talking about? Almost due to leave.
It's not far. Round corner of building. Me take you to friend.
Friend, you say?
Ah.
Well, if it's just around the corner... Did I ever see you before, Injun?
I may not know.
Seems to me it was right here in Deerfield about a week ago.
Ah.
Yeah. He was talking to Lefty Collins just before he climbed on board the stage that day. I'm not going any farther, Injun. You've got some trick up your sleeve.
Steady, man.
A masked man.
Keep your voice down.
Masked man, your friend.
My friend? I recognize that voice. You're Lefty Collins.
That isn't true.
The worst mistake I ever made in my life. I like your style, mister. And you turned out to be a no-good, only sidewinder and a crook.
Ah, him, Lone Ranger.
Ah, don't give me any more of your tall stories.
Can you see that white horse back in the shadows?
Yeah, now I can.
Here, Silver.
Silver? I never saw a horse like that in my life. Well, you must be the Lone Ranger.
Ah.
But I don't savvy. Why did you hightail it out of Rapid City?
Bob, the man who's riding the stage with you now is the real Lefty Collins. And your boss, Link Carey, has been behind every holdup you've had.
Not so fast. Bill Morgan is Lefty Collins and Link is a crook?
That's right.
Well, I gotta take your word for it if you're the Lone Ranger. But it don't seem possible.
It's certain. And from what I learned from Link himself, I know your stage will be held up tonight.
Oh, leaping cactus, I'm going to be late again.
That depends. The sheriff's organized a posse, and he's posted scouts all along the trail.
Then I'll get through.
Not without being stopped. We want the outlaws to attack.
So you can catch him with the goods, eh?
Yes, Bob.
Lone Ranger, get Lefty first.
What's that?
When the attack comes, we don't want Lefty on the box with you. It might be dangerous. You can expect to see us again at Boulder Creek.
That's only 10 miles out of Deerfield.
Right. We'll be waiting for the stage there. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Get up there! Lead into those traces, Sassafras!
What's the big hurry?
Never can tell what might happen. I always like to pick up time on the first part of a run. That gives me a little leeway in case we run into trouble later on.
What kind of trouble?
No matter what kind. Trouble's trouble. And it always takes time.
You sure like to look on the dark side of things.
Yep. Never got disappointed either. No matter how bad I figure things are going to be, they always turn out worse. That's Boulder Creek we're coming to. Oh, we're only 5 minutes ahead of schedule.
Hey, it looks like somebody at the side of the trail.
Yep.
A white horse in the paint. Yeah, there should be more if...
If what?
Nothing. I better get my guns out.
Who's far in trouble now?
I've seen that white horse before.
Sure is a beauty. Might be the Lone Rangers. If the army was wearing a mask, I'd...
He is. I'll get him before he has a chance.
Steady there, Sassafras.
Hey, what's the idea? Keep to the trail. I can't steady my arm to shoot.
What do you want to shoot the Lone Ranger for?
Get back on the trail. They're riding up beside us and... Oh!
What's the matter?
The injured rope me. Help me get out.
Oh, hold there, boys. Oh.
Grab his guns, Bob.
Got him.
You dirty
coyote. Shut up now. There's no passengers, masked man. You can tie him up good and stick him inside the coach.
Tonto, do it.
Here he comes. I'm shoving him off.
No!
Come on, you'll ride beside the coach, Tonto. I'll go on ahead and scout the trail.
Hurry up, Tonto. I was only 5 minutes ahead. I don't want to get behind schedule.
Come on, Silver.
There, masked
man up ahead.
I see him.
He makes sign to stop.
Yep. Oh, boy. Oh, steady there. Steady.
You find out walking, Mustabi?
Yes, Tonto. They're waiting around the next bend. That's about half a mile. There's no sign of the sheriff's posse.
And what we do?
I can't wait any. Now that we're in the hills, it's hard to make up any time. Only managed 10 minutes since I left the creek.
Could you take the stage down that slope to the right?
You mean hit the trail down below?
That's the idea. You cut off the bend where the gang is waiting.
Well, it's pretty steep, but I could stop at the bottom all right. I thought you wanted the stage to be attacked, though.
Not until the sheriff's around.
But if we get past the sidewinder...
They'll soon realize what you've done and come after you. The sheriff can't be far away. I'll find him, and by the time the gang catches up, we'll be ready to close in.
The shortcut suits me. It'll save time. Gee, Sassafras. Gee, get moving, you maverick.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Scout. See that cabin and corral tunnel? That's the way station. We got to stop there for fresh horses.
Outlaw come after us now. Come to see him.
Can't be helped.
Lone Ranger not bring posse yet.
Can't be helped, I tell you. That'll warn Johnny of coming. His team needs a rest.
You look.
Why, it's a masked man himself waiting with fresh horses. He knew I couldn't go on without him.
Outlaw come plenty fast now.
But where's Johnny? What's happened to him? All right, Sassafras, slow up now. That's it. Hold, hold.
Lend a hand, fellow.
Me too.
You see Outlaw, Kimasabi?
Yes, we'll have to make this a record change.
Suits me. Where's Johnny?
Wounded. The gang left him for dead, but they only caught him in the shoulder. He'll be all right.
Fine. I'm 15 minutes ahead of schedule.
Get out the horses, Tonto.
Get up there, Sassafras. I'll help you back the other team in, Masked Man.
The sheriff and his posse are waiting on the other side of the pass.
That's only a mile.
The stage must get through ahead of the gang. Then when they reach the pass, the sheriff can round them up.
Neat little ambush, eh?
We hurry, Kimasabi.
Up on the box, Bob. I'll hand you the reins.
Here we go. Gimme.
That's a mile, Bob.
I'll make it. We save 2 minutes here. Get up, Ginger. Get up.
Faster, Bob, faster. They're right behind us.
Get up there, get up.
Only about 100 yards more and you'll be through the pass.
They won't catch us. Nothing's going to stop us now. I'm out to break a record.
There, Sheriff.
Keep back. Don't show yourself yet. Go on, Bob. You've made it.
Adios. I'll see you tomorrow.
Here they come. All right, Sheriff. Wait for cover. Come on.
The outlaws raced through the pass. The sheriff and his men closed in from both sides of the trail with their guns blazing. Completely taken by surprise, the gang was unable to put up any resistance. And 5 minutes later, the sheriff ripped the bandana from the leader's face.
Why, who?
There he is, Sheriff. Link Carey.
We hoped you'd be riding with your men, Link. And the masked man figured it for sure. You couldn't take any chances on this big job going wrong, could you?
That masked man is Lefty Collins.
That's what you say. I say he's the Lone Ranger. And the work he did tonight proves it. All right, boys, start driving the coyotes to town.
And the following morning in Rapid City.
Sheriff, where is he?
We got Lefty in jail, Bob, with all the rest of the crew.
I'm not talking about Lefty. Where's the masked man?
He was here a minute ago.
No, I gotta shake his hand. It's the biggest thing that's ever happened in Rapid City.
Yeah, it sure is. I never had a roundup like this during all the time I've been in office.
Shucks, I'm not talking about that. Haven't you heard the big news?
What do you mean?
Why, doggone it, we clipped 24 minutes off my old time. Yippee! Yes, sirree. With the masked man to help, I set a new record for the run. Now, what do you say to that?
Just what you'd expect me to say. There's nobody in the West can beat the Lone Ranger.
Beat him? They can't even tie him. That record's going to stand from now till kingdom come.
Thank you. you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.